Good evening. Welcome to day 12 of Creating the Impossible. And today, we're going to talk about the true joy in life, as articulated originally by George Bernard Shaw, who said, "This is the true joy in life. The being used for a purpose recognized by yourself as a mighty one. The being thoroughly worn out before you were thrown on the scrap heap. The being a force of nature instead of a feverish, selfish little clod of ailments and grievances, complaining that the world will not devote itself to making you happy." Now, I want to take that apart a little bit and talk about how it applies to creating the impossible, creating your impossible project. This is the true joy in life, the being used for a purpose recognized by yourself as a mighty one. Now, for me, that points to our relationship with the creative force, being used for a purpose recognized by yourself as a mighty one. Now, in one sense, you chose your impossible project. But in another sense, your impossible project chose you. And that's the nature of the creative force. It's really hard to tell who's leading and who's following in any given moment. But when you give yourself over to the creative force, over to the larger intention, the larger purpose of your impossible project, there's something thrilling about being used, fully used in the pursuit of something truly worthwhile, a purpose recognized by yourself as a mighty one. Now, you might be thinking, my impossible project is doing a backflip. You know, my impossible project is winning a spin class. That's not a mighty purpose. But in a way it is for me, or I wouldn't have chosen it. In a way it is for John, or he wouldn't have chosen it. Actually, I'm not even sure if that's John's project anymore. But whatever your project is, you chose it. So for you, it's a purpose recognized by yourself as a mighty one. The other bit I really want to pick out from the quote is the being a force of nature instead of the being a force of nature. Well, the predominant creative force in nature is nature. Being a force of nature doesn't mean you, your will, is the force of nature. It means you are a force being used by your creative nature, used for a purpose recognized by yourself as a mighty one. You are the vehicle for the creative force. You are the pipe through which it flows. You're the plane, not the pilot. So if you listened to the call this week, you heard Nicola and I talking about what it is to give up without dropping out. To give up but stay in the game. To give up but show up. Well, to me, what that points to is giving up the idea that I'm going to make this happen through my will and my brilliance and my toughness and my... And looking instead to what can come through me, what can come to me, what can occur to me when I show up and respond, when I show up and engage, when I show up to the dance and let the music move me. The being a force of nature, instead of a feverish, selfish little clod of ailments and grievances complaining that the world will not devote itself to making you happy. Look, from time to time, we're all feverish, selfish little clods of ailments and grievances complaining that the world will not devote itself to making us happy. It's just that we don't create very well from that place. So, if you show up to your project as a mighty one, if you show up with a willingness to be used by nature, to be a force of nature, if you know that in those moments where you're showing up as a feverish, selfish little clod of ailments and grievances complaining that the world will not devote itself to making you happy, that too will pass, then there's a chance to experience the true joy of creation, the true joy of being in the dance of creativity, the true joy in life. So no particular new assignment today. Just notice what you notice, share what you're inspired to share, show up to your impossible project, and show up to a brand new creation so that something exists at the end of the day that did not exist at the beginning of the day. And we'll talk again tomorrow.